And welcome back to Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr. And I see on Twitter that it's standing room only at the Nebraska Ethanols Forum 2018. So as we bring on Ron Lamberty, Senior Vice President of the American Coalition for Ethanol, you must be standing.
What, I just gave up my seat. I'm making a big sacrifice to be on here. I just want you to know that.
Oh, man. And a gentleman, too. So
yeah.
All right. Well, we got the word this morning, President Trump publicly pledging support of allowing the sale of E15 year-round. We're closer than ever before, huh?
It sounds like it. Of course, you know, that things change from hour to hour and day to day, but that's a good sign. That's the first time I think it's been said publicly. We know there's been some work being done on it for the last several months, and so now that there's a public announcement that that's what he wants to do, that's good. The process takes some time because there's rule writing and comments and responses, and who knows, there might even be a lawsuit or two once it's approved. But we're heading in the right direction, and with any luck, we'll be able to use E15. Right now, of course, we got to stop selling it in most of the country from June through the middle of September. And maybe by next summer, that won't happen, and it'll be treated just like all the other fuels.
Right. A win for customers, the people who want to use more ethanol. A win, obviously, for ethanol producers. But probably the biggest winner in all of this would be the retailers?
Well, the retailers, sure, and consumers, because what retailers generally do is pass on that savings to customers. In most places, if you're somewhere where you can get E15, it'll cost you 4 to 5 cents less right now than E10 does, which is what most people use. Your regular unleaded with 10% ethanol is what most, pretty much every station in the country sells, but then E15 is usually selling for a little bit less than that.
Right.
On top of that, actually, with the more ethanol in there, it should make it easier on refiners to hit the numbers they need to hit to comply with the renewable fuel standard. So it's actually a big win for them, too, although a lot of them are fighting it.
Man, I guess, and this week it's really gotten towards the end of last week in the news about Scott Pruitt and gang granting all kinds of exemptions to, quote, small refiners. And it seems like everybody's a small refiner these days.
Well, I think I saw Exxon added to the list today. So it's the actual language in it, I think, says small refinery. So I think there's still some people been shoehorning them in there. But it's supposed to be something where you have a disadvantage. And if everybody's doing the same, I'm not sure how that's a disadvantage, because it sounds like everybody who's that size who's asked for the waiver has gotten it. So I'm not sure it's disproportionate, I guess. So it sounds like it's completely proportionate if everybody's getting it. So anyway, all those different games that get played, and what we want to see is more people being able to buy more blends of ethanol, because we think when they have the choice, they buy our stuff.
By granting all these waivers, they are reducing by, what, $1.33 billion or more, $1.6 billion, the number of gallons of ethanol going into the nation's fuel supply.
Yeah, that includes a lot of stuff. So the thing is, we don't know that they can do that, because there's a procedure you have to go through if you're going to lower the total. If the renewable fuel standard says 15 billion gallons, by giving someone a waiver, that gives that company a waiver, but 15 billion gallons still has to be sold, unless you go through a procedure where you do the whole thing I just talked about, where you write a rule, you ask for comments, and you respond. And so the way that's supposed to work is that everybody else picks up the slack, or if it doesn't get done this year, you roll it in the next year. So I think the ethanol industry is going to be watching that and keeping after that, because it's a lot of volume that our plants made because the law said we should.
Right.
And the refiners didn't buy it because one person said they don't have to. But the law still says that somebody has to buy that fuel. So I think you're going to see some extended battling over that, and I guess we're pretty confident that the law says that's what has to be done, and we're going to fight to see the law enforced.
All right. Well, year-round sale of E15 may not happen in 18, but probably by June of 19. It a higher likelihood now than before.
Yes, absolutely. I think it's more likely, but keep after them. You know, I mean, everybody's got to stay vigilant. And if anybody asks, if you get an elected official that asks what you think, tell them you need that read vapor pressure thing taken care of. You need year-round B15.
All right. Ron Lamberty, Senior VP, American Coalition for Ethanol at the Nebraska Ethanol Forum 2018. What's on the topic of talk today?
Well, right now, Ron Alverson, who's our former president, he's on our board. He's up with a panel talking about new markets that we can get in based on ethanol's environmental benefits. He spent a lot of time talking about soil carbon and making people understand that what they think ethanol is as far as emissions, you know, based on what things were like back in the 70s and 80s, is not what they're doing nowadays. And even the corn farming has gotten so much more environmentally friendly that our scores in places like California should be adjusted. And he's been doing a lot of work on that himself, but there's a few other folks here that are talking about the University of Illinois' work and some other stuff that's been done. But just basically making sure the people who are concerned about environmental issues don't lump us together with what they think this ethanol is. I mean, I think people who know ethanol get really frustrated at hearing people try to say it's not an environmentally friendly fuel. So they're doing a lot of work to get those things going. And then tomorrow I'm doing a panel with some retailers and somebody who's done some work in Minnesota to talk about what retailers are doing and what they're seeing in the marketplace and what they need from our industry in order to sell even more of our product.
All right. Well, today we're waving the E15 flag. So Ron Lamberty, Senior VP, American Coalition for Ethanol, thanks for coming on the radio to talk about it.
You bet. Thanks for having me. I'll see if I can get another seat in there now.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry to make you stand up again. So
anyway. Well, I need the exercise, man. It won't be bad for me.
Yeah, stand up for ethanol, I guess. All right.
There you go.
Okay. Thank you, Ron.